the situation currently that Roman charges are due to be abolished throughout Europe in June this year, and that's come about after an arduous battle through the European Union. But unfortunately, now we're faced with the possibility that post-Brexit, these Roman charges will be reintroduced into the island of Ireland, and this is something that I feel we simply can't stand for, because these Roman charges will have a debilitating effect on business, and they also will have a huge effect on those of us who live along the border and are unfortunate enough to have these charges inflicted on us. So I would appeal to our government and to those who have the power to effect change on this to do what they can to ensure that these Roman charges are not reintroduced on the island of Ireland.
And indeed, as you said, it would not only be those living close to the border, but businesses will be hit by this as well.
There's been a lot of work done in the last 20 years to foster all-Ireland integration. Much has been done to eradicate the border, and there's been a lot of good work done. My fear would be that, you know, obviously there are going to be many implications of Brexit. I think we can't underestimate the effect that roaming charges will have if they're reintroduced, because obviously what we're trying to do is we're trying to promote the all-Ireland economy. We're trying to attract inward investment to the region. And I think if we're faced with the possibility that people travelling from, for example, Strabane to Lifford will have roaming charges inflicted upon them, while at the same time Irish citizens can travel to far-flung places like Latvia and Estonia and not be charged to use their mobile phone while over there.